Okay, so we are on Daf Hayamud Aleph, and we stopped like right at the bottom. Hey, Max. And we stopped right at the bottom, right? We're going to discuss now the issue of how much of Yom Tov is Purim actually, and how much it is not. And this is a topic which is halacha l'maaseh to this day, and is complicated to this day, and we'll discuss that a little bit too. Rebbe, not an atiyah bepurim, verachatz bekorona shel tzipuri, beshiva asar betamuz. And we discuss this. Uvikeis lakor tisha b'av, v'loy hodolo. So Rebbe had three cool ideas in halacha that were categorically rejected. Right? Firstly, he planted a tree on Purim. And obviously he said it wasn't water to plant on Purim. And he was told that it's asar to plant on Purim. Isn't that interesting? You've never heard of that rule, right? Have you?
Well, no. Rashi seems to say it was only about Tisha B'Av.
Sorry?
I don't know if we're reading according to Rashi.
We'll get there. Right? The simple pshat in the Gemara, right?
Okay.
Right? And he washed, he bathed in the baths in Tzipori, which are a very public place, on a plate in a day when there were lots and lots of people around. Apparently he wasn't so bothered about that. And he attempted to uproot Tisha B'Av. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, and he attempted to cancel Tisha B'Av altogether. And he was not, this is not a great pun. Arafanav Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Loi Kachaya Maise. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, that never happened. He never attempted to say there's no such thing as Tisha B'Av. That never happened. Right? Ella, Tisha B'Av Shechali Yis B'Shabbos Haba. It was a Tisha B'Av that fell on Saturday. V'dachinuhu L'achra Shabbos. So we pushed off to Sunday, as we've discussed a couple of times, right? The Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Ho'il v'nidche yidache. V'loi hodoch chamim. Right? Mm-hmm. And that point, that if there's a Tisha B'Av Nidche, then it just doesn't happen that year, that's when what the Chacham didn't agree with him on, and they said, then we fast on a Siri B'Tamuz. Excuse me. Right? Kari Yalei Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad. And we said, Tovim, that it's better that there are two people around than one. Why? Because you corrected me, right? There are two people around, meaning you. Right? And now we have come to the truth of the matter. Rebbe never attempted to uproot Tisha B'Av altogether. V'Rebbe Heichi Nata Netiya B'Purim, says the Gemara. I don't understand. How could Rebbe plant on Purim? Right? V'Asni Rav Yosef Simcha Umishte V'Yom Tov. Didn't Rav Yosef give over the following teaching, right? Simcha umishta yom tov in the pasuk. That's what it says about Purim, right? Simcha melamed shasurim behesped. So the word simcha teaches us that you're not allowed to eulogize. Mishta melamed shasur betainis. It's mishta. It's a day of feasting, so you're not allowed to fast. Makes sense. Be yom tov, and what does the word yom tov come to teach us? Melamed shasur basias melacha. It's asur to do melacha on Purim. Good morning. Ella, Rebbe Bar Arbisa Have Vichinata Bechamisa Nata. No, Rebbe actually was living in a place where you celebrate Purim on the 14th. And he planted a tree on the 15th. That's what it means. So at this stage, the Maskan of Gemara is that it's asked according to everybody to do malacha on Purim. Nobody would disagree, not even Rebbe. Mm-hmm. Right? Imi, says Gemara, is that really true? V'ha Rebbe b'Tveria havei b'Tveria m'kefes choma mimos b'Yeshua b'nonhu havei. Rebbe lived in Tveria, and Tveria has a wall right from the time of Yeshua b'non. We know that from Sefer Yeshua. Okay. Ella, rather, Rebbe bar chamisar havei. Rebbe would celebrate Purim on the 15th. V'chinata bar bisa havei, and he planted a tree on the 14th. Okay. Same answer. Umi pshita lei de Tveria mekeves chayim mimos Yeshua b'nun. Says the Gemara, wait. Does Tveria really have a wall all the way from Yeshua b'nun? Right. Ve'ha chizkia kari b'Tveria b'arbisar. And Chizkia would read Megillah. Chizkia the king of Melech. Chizkia the Amora, right? Would read Megillah in Tveria on the 14th. Uvachamisar. And on the 15th. It says, Masvakale, Yachim Ukev's Kom, Yes Yeshua Ben Nun, He Eloi. So it says, Chizkiah wasn't sure. He wasn't sure about the history of Tveria. Maybe Tveria mentions that Yeshua is a different Tveria. Right? Let Chizkiah Masvakale, Le Rebbe, Pshitale. It says, what was not clear to Chizkiah, maybe it is. It's correct. Maybe Purim should be celebrated on the 14th, maybe on the 15th. For Rebbe, it was obvious that it should be celebrated on the 15th. It says, Gemara v'chi pshita le mishari. And even if that is obvious for him, it's still permitted to plant a tree on the 14th? Right? Who heard of such a thing? V'achziv b'mgilas tainis es yom arvasar ves yom chamishar asar yom e'puraya inun. Deloi le mitzbet b'hon. The 14th and the 15th are the days, plural, of Purim, that we should not fast on, and that we should not eulogize on, right? And Rava says that this statement in Megillas Tainis was important because it means that you shouldn't eulogize on either, no matter where you live. So that's for Hesped Tainis, that's for eulogies and for fasting. But for Melacha, no. For Melacha, that's incorrect. For Melacha, the Isur is only on the one day that you actually celebrate. Again, up until now, it sounds like everybody is agreeing that there's an Isur Melacha on Purim. Ini says the Gemara, is that true? Veha Rav Rav Chaziela Hu Gavra Dehave Kashade Kisna Bepuraya Velatye Veloy Ktamach Kisne. So it says, is that really true? A Rav saw somebody who was throwing cotton into weaving cotton on Purim. And he cursed him. Sorry, he was planting clax on Purim, and he cursed him, and it didn't end up growing because of Rav's curse. Right? And if he was allowed to do it, then why did Rav curse him? He says, Hasam bar yomahu ave. No doubt what he was doing on the wrong day. He was doing it on the day that he was meant to be celebrating, on the 14th. Or the 15th, whatever, I don't know. Whichever one was the one that he was meant to be doing. Right? Rabba Bray de Rav Amarafilu Tema Beyome Hesped Vesainis Kabilu Alayu Melacha Loi Kabilu Alayu. And this is really the way we pass it. Rabba the son of Rabba says that even if you were to say that it was on the actual day of Purim, right? The actual day of Purim that the person was meant to say. And we really paskin that you're not meant to do Melacha on Purim, right? But he says, based on what the pasuk says, right? Rav Yosef explained the pasuk. A beautiful explanation of the pasuk, makes a lot of sense, right? But they accepted the isser of eulogies and of fasting. They did not accept the prohibition on doing malachas. Right, now the rules are, when it comes to an isser rabbanon, that it has to be passed by a desdin, and then it has to be accepted by the people. And if it is not accepted, then it doesn't actually have any legal force. Definitely doesn't have full force. Right? And there are other examples of this. For example, Pas Akum. The Gemara reports it's a case like this. Venus Akum is maybe a case like this. Shemen Akum is certainly a case like this. Right? These are cases where Isurim were passed and they weren't accepted. Right? Milas Akum, like I said, more complicated. I'm not going to get into it. It's a kashrus question, and whatever. Maybe I'll give I'm giving a kashrus support. Maybe I'll give Sharon then. Give Sharon that. What makes cheese kosher? Okay, fine. So they did not accept the Isser Melacha on themselves, and so they did not accept it. It doesn't come in a full force. The Meikruk Ziv Simcho Mishtav Yom Tov, because the pasuk says Simcho Mishtav Yom Tov, like we explained from Yosef.
Is that for both these, or just for the one that you're not celebrating?
No, this is the one for the one you are celebrating.
The one you are celebrating, right?
And at the end it says, to make them days of Hakimu, Vakiblo, Yodim, etc., right? The Jews accepted on themselves to make them days of feasting and of happiness. Good morning. Right? But it doesn't say Yom Tov, right? So that comes to teach us that this bit about Yom Tov was actually dropped because it wasn't accepted. Ve'ela Rav by Taim Elaki La'u Garba. That's the Gemara in that case. Why did Rav curse him? like, what was, in that case, he was allowed to plant. Maybe it wasn't advisable, maybe it wasn't the best thing to do, and we'll discuss that in a second, but for sure it's not aser. So what was Rav's issue? Dvarim hamat mutarim v'achirim nagubayin isur have over asre de rebi loy nahug. So it says, it's something mas mutar, right? And there were some people who had the minhag to treat it as asr, so there were some people who had really had the minhag to not do any malach on Purim. So it was sort of accepted in some places but not others, right? And in this was a place where the minhag was not to do malacha. And it's the Rav custom for doing malacha in a place where the minhag was really not to.
Doesn't say meaning it wouldn't have been the custom.
Oh, sorry, in the place of Rebbe, the minhag was to do malacha.
Okay. Which is why
Rebbe planted. I'm reading this incorrect.
No, which is why Rebbe planted.
Am I reading this incorrectly?
Rebbe didn't plant. The guy planted.
Rebbe did plant, but just a minute.
Rebbe did plant.
Yeah, Rebbe planted. There's two cases.
Oh, Rebbe planted, but then the guy planted also.
In today's world, is very. Tvarim and Mutarim, Nagwan Israel.
Yeah, Rashi says, "Dim Kolosha Rebbe Lo Nagui Sulva."
I mean, that's Rebbe. It means that Rebbe in Rebbe's place that they didn't. Karsin, interesting. That in Rebbe's place they didn't have the minhag to treat this as asur. Fine. And maybe you'll say that the minhag was to refrain from malacha, even in the place where Rebbe didn't. In which case, how can Rebbe plant? So Rebbe did what's called a netiya shel simcha. He did a netiya, a planting that leads to simcha, and because it was leading directly, it was a planting of simcha. So that's different. That's mutar on Purim. Okay.
Regardless, even according to
that seems problematic at points. Like if it's like if you can't do malacha but you can do it because it's for simcha.
I'm sorry. Sorry, what did you say?
Nothing.
Right. Even though you're not allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha for the purposes of simcha.
Yeah, that's what sounds. That's what it sounds like. Right. Kinasdan avru elu v'loy na'anu me'ma'atin b'naso matan u'binyan u'nitiya be'erusin u'v'nisuin v'san alei binyan shal simcha netiya shal simcha eze u'binyan shal simcha zeha ba'une beis chasnos libno v'eze u'nitiya shal simcha zeha na'otea aburneki shel melachim. Okay, so it says, no, there's a rule in a completely different place, the Mishnah in Tainis, right? Okay, so the rules are as follows, right? In Tainis, you start off with three fasts, right? A series of three fasts. I'm not going to go into all the details right now, right? When there's no rain in Eretz Yisrael, you start off with a series of three fasts. Then you move on to a series of seven fasts. Then you move on to another series of three fasts. There still isn't rain, so you stop fasting, right? And instead, what we do in such a case, right? And we still haven't been answered. Our tefillos for rain haven't been answered, right? So we try to muscle. We try to create. Stop doing masal matan. We try to do less business, right? And we try to build less. And we try to not plant as much. And to not perform erusin, meaning kiddushin, giving the ring to a woman, and erusin and nisuin, which means the chuppah, actually bringing her, a man actually bringing her into his house. Like we try to not do marriages in that period, right? Until the end of the winter, right? If there isn't any rain in Eretz Yisrael. I say, what building are you not meant to do? Binyan shel simcha, meaning you're not allowed to build a house for somebody who just got married. Somebody's not meant to build a house for his son who got married, right? And somebody's not meant to plant and tia shel simcha. What does that mean? It means like a nice garden. We're not talking about planting in a field, we're talking about a nice garden. That's what Rebbe was doing, meaning that there is a distinction between doing certain things for different reasons, at least on a Darabanan level. Right? Obviously, Midorah, so it will make no difference, but on the Darabanan level. Right? Okay, it should be noted, right? This sugya does get into, like I said, does get directly into the question of, is Purim a Yom Tov? Right? We ask in Lamaisi, you should try to refrain from Malach on Purim, but not Malach Shel Simcha. Right? So you can do Malachos that are directly involved in the celebrations or in the mitzvahs of the day.
Cooking
is certainly fine. It's Mutar Yom Tov.
Oh, right, of course.
But like, as in, but you're allowed to do malachos which are necessary for the day to make it a better day for the purpose of the mitzvahs, right? Mm-hmm. What you shouldn't do, unless you really, really need to, is like go to work, right? Now, having said that, we live in Chutz Haaretz, and many, many people really, really need to send an email. Right?
It's Sunday,
is Unless you read Baruch Hashem on Sunday. But, like, as in principle, right, that's the way we pass in.
Yeah, obviously, no, that Jews are similar.
Okay. I mean, what is the definition of really, really need to?
People have to make a judgment call. I don't think we pass.
No, so it's not like I'm going to lose my job if I go to.
No, I don't think we don't pass in that you even need to take a vacation day.
Okay,
but like if you can skip work, that's better. Right, we don't pass. We pass in that if I think we pass. We certainly don't pass in that you need to take a mandatory hit. Right. Okay. Fine. Also, the other thing which is interesting out of this, how much this and that impacts on other issues, right? So we said it's a day of mishta v'simcha, right? So simcha means no hesped, no eulogizing. What about avails? So we really pass in there is avails on Purim. Right, avails will continue through Purim. Purim doesn't cancel avails like a Yom Tov would. Right? So the fact that there is no real Yisra Melacha doesn't just mean that, you know, it's a Yom Tov minus an Yisra Melacha, that'd be gevaldik. Right? It means we're not treating it as having any Kedusha Siyom, and right? So therefore, what it doesn't create that same issue of a clash, for example, with avails, right? Why does a Yom Tov cancel avails? There's the Gemara, because it's simcha to rabim, asiv em vatal avails diyachid, right? Mourning is a straight clash with the mitzvah of simcha Yom Tov. Since it's a simcha to rabim, since it's a happiness of many, it's going to just cancel out the mourning because it's a clash. So Purim doesn't create that issue.
I think Purim would be even all the more so, since it seems like the only important part of Purim is the simcha, whereas a regular Yom Tov has an Yisra Melacha. Here we have a quasi Yisra Melacha, but not for simcha, because the day is all about simcha.
So, I think that what you have to say is that the point is it's actually showing that the entire, in that sense, the entire festival is a little bit downgraded. And the Gemara seems to have started by saying it's a Yom Tov, just Midarabanan, right? And then the answer is, no, not really. It's a very happy day, we're happy, but that doesn't make it a Yom Tov, right? That's a different level. Okay, fine. But we do pass it as a result. For example, you should wear nice clothes on for it. Right, costume is notwithstanding. Right, there should be some effort to dress more nicely on Purim. Okay. Gufa chizki akari b'tviria barabiso v'chamisar. Mas bakali mechef schoim mitishu b'nun hiiloi. So we said that chizki would read in Tveria on both days, because he's not sure if it had a wall in the tower yeshu b'nun. Umi mas bakali milsa d'tviria, is it really true? V'achziv ha-reimiv tzar ha-tzadim tzar v'chem rekes v'chineres v'chemelon rekes zu Tveria. And the Pasuk says, in Yoshua, a bunch of cities, one of them is Rekes, and we have a tradition that Rekes is actually Tveria, the same place. Right? Okay. It was an Eremiv tzar, it was a fortified city, meaning it had a wall in the time of Yoshua Bindon. Okay. Hainu taima de masakale mishum dechad gisa shura de yamahavas. So the reason why he was not sure is because he wasn't sure if there was a wall all the way around. Maybe they didn't rebuild a wall on the shore. Okay? And if you've ever visited Tveria, it really goes right up to the beach. So maybe they didn't build a wall on the shore. And says, "I haki amay mas bakalei v'day lav chomahin." It's like, what's the topic? If it didn't have a wall on the shore, then no topic, right? Desanya asher loy chayma veloy shur iger saviv prat l'tveria sheyama chomasa. Right. So this, because we have a pasuk, remember we're going to again compare this to the issue of the walled cities with Yovel, right? Remember we said that houses in a walled city are treated differently for the purposes of Yovel. You don't have the full time of Yovel to redeem them, and then they go back to their original owner anyway. Instead, you have 1 year to redeem them, and then they rest in the hands of whoever bought them forever, and they don't go back in Yovel, right? So we have a bright that says that Tveria is specifically not included. Why? Because one of the walls is actually the seashore. Right? Meaning it doesn't have a wall on the seashore, so it's not fully surrounded by walls, therefore it doesn't count as a walled city. Okay? So it says, Le'inyan batei chora choma lo masbakale, ki ka masbakale le'inyan mikra megillah. So it says he had no suffix when it comes to the walled cities for the purposes of Yovel. That, easy. right? The suffix was specifically with regard to Megillah, right? Maybe Megillah is different. Maybe it doesn't have the same criteria when it comes to a walled city. Sorry, my prazim, umay mukafin dechzivi gabe mikra Megillah, mishum dehani miglu vehani loy miglu. Vehanami migli. Or Dilma Mishum Dehane Mignu Vehane Lo Mignu Vehaname Mignia. So it says, when we said a walled city or an unwalled city in Megillah, do we mean is the reason for the distinction because they have like they're surrounded or not? In which case Tveria is not. Right? Or is the reason why because they have defenses, they have good proper defenses. In which case Tveria does. Right? In other words, he's assuming that we don't learn straight from walled cities for the purposes of Yovel. Instead, we're going to look at it as what was the purpose of the walled cities in the time of Ahasuerus. Right? That's how we're going to assess the issue of are there walls. Okay? Gevaldik. Ravasi Kari Megillah Behutzal Berbisar And now we have another case. Rav Asi would read Megillah in Hutzal, right? On both days, because he wasn't sure if it had a wall in time, Yeshua ben Nun. And there are some people who said that no, Rav Asi said it did have a wall in time, Yeshua ben Nun, meaning he would have just read on the 15th. He didn't read on the 14th at all. Okay. Abba Rabbi Yochanan, ki avina talia, Amina Milsa Deshailna Lesabia Vishtakah Kavasi Chemes Zut Verya Venlamanikra Shma Chemes Al Shum Chamit Verya Rekes Zuti Borealamikra Rekes Mishum De Midlia Kiraksa De Nara Kineres Zugino Zarenamanikra Shma Kineres De Misiki Pera Kikala De Hinri. Okay, so it says, and we're going to finish with that. But Rabbi Yochanan says, when I was a little kid, I would say something. I said something that I asked to the old people, right? And it was found to be like what I said, right? People agree with me. Chemes, that's really Tveria. We said Rekas is Tveria. No, Chemes is Tveria, right? Why? Because of the Chami Tveria, because of the hot springs of Tveria, right? Hence Chemes, Chami Tveria, right? Rekas, that's Sipori, and why is it called Rekas? Right? Because it's sort of, it's like, as in it's on the side of a mountain. Like it's built on a slope. Right? So since it's going down slope, it's like the banks of a river, which are slopes. Right? And Kineres, that's really Ginosar. Ginosar is a place that is well known in the Gemara as a place where the nicest fruits are grown. And why was it called in Tanakh Kineres? Because it's sweet. Its fruits are as sweet as the voice of a Kinri Kinor. No.
Liar.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. This is going to continue.
And I know. I know what you're saying.
It's a liar is the thing.
I know, it's like the it's like a harpish type thing.
It's like a little half, yeah.
L-Y-R-E. So yeah, I know.
Yes.
L-Y-A-R. Yeah.
Yeah.